National League. The Diamondbacks topped the Pirates by a score of 3-0. So now Arizona and Philadelphia tied for that second wild card in the NL, while the Marlins and Pirates sit two games back of that final wild card spot. Jays and Nats tied up at one apiece in the seventh, while the Braves and Mets are tied up at two in the seventh in Queens. And Detroit's got a 7-1 lead on Baltimore in the seventh inning. Tarek Skubal recorded his 1,000th career strikeout for the Tigers in this contest. Could be his last start for Detroit as well. Saints defensive lineman Brian Brzee suffered an apparent knee injury in camp today, with reports from the NFL Network saying the team fears he tore his ACL. Bengals defensive end Shamar Stewart was carted off the field with a left leg injury. The 2025 first-round pick was spotted on crutches and wearing a knee brace later in the day. Browns gave safety Grant Delpit a three-year extension.
Fox Sports update on the Right Choice KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, an electromechanical sensor developed at Oregon State University holds promise for making food quality testing faster, more accurate, more environmentally friendly, and less expensive. MorningAgClips.com reports the sensor requires tiny sample amounts, can be built into portable testing devices, and is fast and highly sensitive. Funded by the National Science Foundation, the study by OSU scientists and researchers was published in Applied Nanomaterials of the American Chemical Society. The Republican-backed ag labor bill is drawing mixed reactions as lawmakers debate changes to the H-2A farm worker program. The most controversial provision in the Securing Agriculture's Workforce Act would allow certain undocumented ag workers already employed on U.S. farms to apply for temporary legal status. Newsweek reports supporters say the proposal would move existing workers into a legal workforce without a pathway to citizenship, while critics argue it amounts to amnesty. Well, U.S. ethanol production rebounded sharply last week, while exports nearly doubled, according to new data from the Renewable Fuels Association. For the week ending July 17th, ethanol production climbed 5.2%, up 1.5% from the same week a year ago, and ethanol stocks edged 0.4% higher. Gasoline demand strengthened 1.2% from the previous week, though slightly below year-ago levels.
In the heart of cowboy country, legends rise. Saturday, August 1st, Sentinel Butte hosts the 70th annual Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, a PRCA-sanctioned battle of grit, power, and tradition. The dust flies, the crowd roars, the toughest broncs and the boldest riders go head-to-head. Grab your seat in the open-air arena, bid on your rider at the Live Calcutta, and support a powerful cause at Home on the Range. It all begins at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, August 1st. Tickets and info at HOTRND.com.
Northern Livestock Video Auction just concluded their successful summertime classic sale in Billings, Montana. The cattle market continues to be strong for both calves and yearlings, with tremendous buyer support seen. Their next big sale is the early fall preview, coming up August 17th. However, the consignment deadline is fast approaching. It's July 31st. To consign, contact your local Northern Livestock rep or call 1-866-616-5035 or visit northernlivestockvideo.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading after the Fed leaves its benchmark interest rate unchanged. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh.
Our committee decided to vote by a 9-3 vote to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 3.5% to 3.75%.
Three of the five Reserve Bank presidents on the Fed's policy committee, Cleveland's Beth Hammack, Minneapolis's Neil Kashkari, and Dallas's Lori Logan, dissented in favor of higher rates. Not since September of 2016 have three Fed officials dissented against a policy decision in the same direction. Oil prices are surging on escalating Middle East tensions, with West Texas Intermediate crude over $84 a barrel. Chip stocks are extending their sell-off on AI spending worries ahead of big tech earnings after the bell this afternoon from Microsoft and Meta. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Yes, Virginia, there really is a domino theory, and sad to say, it's working right now. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Those who ridicule the domino theory believed in it when Hitler was picking off small nations in Europe 37 years ago. They just don't believe it applies when the enemy is communist and the countries losing their freedom are Asian. The term domino theory describes what happens to our allies if we back down and let one be taken over by the communists because we don't want to be bothered. The enemy decides it's safe to go after others, that we represent no threat to his aggression. But even worse, our allies, no longer able to trust us, start making deals. One can almost hear an echo of the hollow tapping of Neville Chamberlain's umbrella on the cobblestones of Munich. But this time, the appeasement is taking place in the halls of Congress. When we withdrew our forces from the long bloodletting in Vietnam, we did so with the understanding that we'd provide weapons and ammunition to enable South Vietnam and Cambodia to resist if the North Vietnamese violated the negotiated ceasefire. Well, violating agreements is standard operating procedure for communists. They violated this one 72,000 times in the first 12 months, including the cruel denial of any word about our 1,300 men who are still listed as missing in action. That, incidentally, was a major point to us in the negotiated ceasefire. So far, they've thumbed their noses at us and refused to allow any of our 31 search teams to set foot in their territory. We do nothing because the Congress has taken from the Commander-in-Chief the authority to take any action at all to enforce the terms of the treaty. Now that same Congress, with unprecedented irresponsibility, has refused to authorize the money that would permit our nation to keep its pledged word. The dominoes begin to fall. 3 years ago, I represented our government in Thailand to assure them the president's trip to Peking did not mean we would abandon Thailand and close our air bases there, a major part of their economy. Now they tell us they don't want our bases. They're going to do business with Red China. The Philippines, whose history and existence as a nation is intertwined with ours, have announced they're reassessing their relationship with us and are negotiating with Red China. Japan, the great industrial power capable of modernizing and arming a communist Asia, has just opened discussions with Hanoi. But the dominoes are worldwide. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger returns empty-handed from the Middle East. A few months ago, the power and reliability of the United States had brought the Israeli-Arab conflict closer to peace than at any time in 50 years. Now there's talk of war by summer. The press described Kissinger's eyes as wet with tears of frustration. Our power and reliability are no longer believable because of our failure to stand by an ally in far-off Indochina. Turkey stands aloof, snubbing us. Greece, the southern anchor of the NATO line, leans leftward and no longer looks forward to visits by our 6th Fleet in the Mediterranean. And with Portugal going communist at the other end of that ocean, the 6th Fleet may soon find it must withdraw or become a model ship in a bottle. Once the dominoes fall, we may find ourselves very lonely indeed. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
And good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off. My voice may be a little too masculine for what's happening right now. Karen's out in the field on assignment. So you have me again 2 days in a row, and we'll have another familiar voice that called in yesterday here in a moment. But just give you a preview of the 1 o'clock hour. Yesterday we had Seth Peake come in and talk all things Atascadero. Today we'll have Chris Bosch. We'll be talking to things like pickleball, Section 8 housing, water, roads, housing, airport taxes, etc. So if you have questions or comments about Paso, the 1 o'clock hour is the time to not gang up on your city councilman, but ask those questions and find out what's happening in the city and how you can help out. But first up, we have Randall Jordan, the chair of RPSLOC. That's the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County. Thank you, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you for having me. I called in yesterday.
Trying to beat up the speakers here, or the microphones.
Yeah, I called in yesterday, and you told me that you were going to have me in. So thank you. Thank you very much for letting me come in.
Perfect. Yeah, and I know we have the general election looming behind us, or in front of us, not behind us. Right. And that's, you know, time. We don't have any supervisor races. They've all been settled, but this is school board, city councils, things of that nature. And then, of course, state and federal elections. But I think while the party endorses state and federal, you guys are kind of in the trenches here in San Luis Obispo County more than state and federal, or is that right or wrong?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we look mostly for our county. You know, we're a county Republican party. There's 58 different parties, different central committees across the state, and you know, we're elected in San Luis Obispo to do the party's business. So the county is our focus. The cities, Paso Robles School District, Templeton, Lucia Mar, all the school districts, we try and push them forward and get people, good people in there that actually have some common sense and aren't ascribing to the craziness of the progressive movement. And then city councils, we work on the city councils, and we do work very hard on the supervisorial races. But unfortunately, we didn't do too well in the last one. We came very, very close, but unfortunately, with the I won't go into depth about it, but with the state of the elections lately, it seems like all elections are very close and we lose.
I thought it was interesting that the percentiles were exactly the same for the two races, you had two supervisor races that were like 46.2 to, you know what I mean? They were actually identical. I just thought it was weird. I mean, phenomenon, whatever. It was really weird that they had the exact same percentages.
It is very, very suspect. And you look at across the state, and that happens in a lot of races, and you know it'll be 66 to 33%, or whatever, 43 to 37, whatever they seem to hold true. And there's no way that can be happening.
And one thing I know, and I don't want to go deep into the supervisor races because they're over, but one thing I've noticed over the last, 12 election cycles, probably since the first time Jimmy ran, maybe before, maybe 12 or 16 years, we'll say. And I think the party, probably the Republican Party, needs to try to find a way to combat this with the people they're going to endorse. But I found that the other side, the Democrat side, when it comes to either Gibson or Paulding, or now we have D'Antona, and what I watched D'Antona do this, and I watched Gibson do it this cycle. When D'Antona thought he was going to lose in the last, they just say whatever crazy thing about their opponent, and it's just slanderous. I mean, it really is almost slanderous, but they don't care. And now you saw Adam Hill do it, and you see Jimmy Paulding. One thing I noticed, and I had this conversation last week, swear to God, it was wine night. So was that Friday night or Thursday night? Right. Yeah. I was in Arroyo Grande, and I said, I'm going to Old Juan's to pick up some stuff. I was actually getting chips and dips at Old Juan's, and I'm like, I've got to see, because we're having this event, if he wants to donate a table. And they go, why would he donate a table to you guys? And I was like, well, why wouldn't he? And he goes, well, Jimmy's the Republican. And I said, no, he's not. I go,
wow.
And I go, why do you think that? But Jimmy goes around, because we all know the election stuff you can have on your phone. And he's been doing this since the first time he lost that first time. But he just, you know, we have software. And when you run, you have software, you know who's on the other side of the door, and you knock on it. So if it says Republican, he walks up and he says, I'm the Republican. And if it says Democrat, he walks up and he says, I'm the Democrat. And, I was dating somebody during the election, and she was at Trilogy. She works a lot at project management at Trilogy. And she goes, there's at least 10 houses that I know the people are Republican and they have signs out front. And I said, do you know the people? And she said, yes. I go, let's go over there. And I went down there one day. We had 8 of those signs taken down by the end of the day. And each single person said, well, he came over and said he was a Republican, and can we help him?
Wow.
You know,
to piggyback on that, Mary and I walked for Lynn Compton, probably 2022 or whatever it was. And we found the exact same thing.
No, he did it for Lynn. Yeah.
We would go to a door and we would knock and we would say, we're here to represent the Republican, Lynn Compton. And they would say the same thing. They'd say, the Republican, he just left.
Right.
He just left. Oh, yeah.
I was kind of disappointed. I had Lynn on here a few months ago, and I was hoping she was going to sue. And because there was some, basically, in my opinion, election fraud done by like Don Ernst and a few people to help Jimmy get elected. And it all becomes down to, a lot of it is reporting. They didn't report. So when you don't see that Don Ernst put in 60 grand or 40 grand into a campaign, Lynn, at the last minute, they reported it when the election was over. It's a 24-hour cycle. They have to report it. So Lynn could never counter it because she didn't know about it, you know. And I was hoping she was going to sue because they did it again, this time to Adam. And I remember she's sitting there just like you are right now. And I go, when did you find out about this? And she goes, when you called me yesterday, Eric. And I was like, oh.
Oh, my gosh. No, I remember that story. And, you know, and all of us love our DA. We love Dan Dow. But it seems like when things happen on our side, he's right there. He's on it. And making sure that whoever is culpable is accounted for. And this thing that, like you're saying with Ernst, you know, a donation like that, and, you know, me being the chair of the Republican Party, we have to do 24-hour reporting.
Well, did they.
Yeah.
They didn't do it.
Yeah. If we get a check over a certain amount of money, and I think it's over $1,000.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. We have to report it within 24 hours or the FPPC will fine us.
Right.
Period. They will fine us.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that, yes, though. It's so the elections are fair.
Yeah, exactly. And
the Ernst, that little black money thing they're doing, or dark money thing, they've been doing it for years, you know, and just nothing.
And you're right. It was like 30 days. It was reported 30 days.
After the election had ended.
After the election had ended. No, you're correct.
It's crazy.
It is. I mean, the electioneering and the fraud going on, it's unbelievable.
But what are we looking forward to on these city council races? You got info on what's happening? We got candidates, or?
Well, we've got.
We're still in the middle of open.
The seventh, unless you're an incumbent, and then you get a little bit longer. But you've got a great guest coming on today with Chris Bausch, and Chris has been, I would say, the watchdog of Paso Robles for the last.
Well, Chris doesn't go along to get along. No. That's the one. And it's like a Debbie Arnold. I equate them very closely together, because Debbie didn't go along to get along. She voted how she thought her constituents wanted her to vote.
Exactly.
And I think Chris does the same thing, and he doesn't bend to staff. And that's actually become a very rare
thing. It is. In local politics and in state and national politics, it's very rare.
I mean, staff is running the show
in
almost every city, every county,
The breath of fresh air that we have, aside from Chris, because Chris is going to get reelected, because people in this city know that we need him on that city council. We have to have someone that is watching out for the residents. But we've got Faith Frankel. Faith Frankel is running as mayor of Paso Robles. And Faith Frankel is a local MD, local doctor. The Frankel family is very well known. Sculptura Winery. And Dr. Frankel, which Faith is Dr. Frankel, but Warren Frankel, her father.
A lot of people know that name.
A lot of people. He taught Bible study to Mary and I for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
We went to his Bible study class. So the family is rock solid, and they're the type of people you're talking about with Chris. They do not go along to get along. And so she's going to straighten out. I mean, this city is in a mess with everything going on with the airport.
I don't think people realize, and I don't want to get into the airport, but how huge. I'm going to go maybe a little bit with Chris, but I'm not going to try to corner him. The debacle going on out there right now and what it's costing the city is ridiculous. And I might want to do a whole show on that.
You probably should, because a few people are benefiting major.
And a lot of them are either city council people or want to be.
Yes. And that's what we need to purge. That's what we need to clean this city council up and get good people on there.
Right.
So we've got Faith Frankel. We've also got some other candidates that haven't signed up yet that are planning on doing it for city council. So we've got some good people there. Plus, we've got for school board, Paso Robles School Board. We're getting he hasn't pulled his papers yet, but Mr. Apkarian, we know, basically he was a longtime superintendent out at Shandon, and Tom Apkarian, and Tom and Susie have been pillars of the Republican and the conservative movement in this city and in this area for 20 years.
Right.
They're wonderful, wonderful people. And Tom has decided to throw his hat in for District 1. So we've got a great candidate there,
and you know, I'm gonna go off being the interviewer just for a second, because I think there's something that's happening in Atascadero, and I'm the chair of that district, and I haven't really talked to you about this. I don't know if you know what's going on or not.
Well, every time I ask you who are our candidates, you say we're not ready yet.
And we're still looking for one.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to call, talk to me, I mean, you can call me direct. My phone number is 805-286-2355. You're welcome to call. We can go over it, what it means, what you got to do, and then you can make a decision if you want to run, because sometimes just help with that decision goes a long ways. But we have two open seats. Of course, Heather Newsom is dropping out, so we don't have an incumbent running for that seat, and then we have Susan Funk's seat. But what we have, so in Atascadero, it's the two people with the most votes. So there's two seats open, the two people that get the most votes. It's not district. You're running against the whole field. Well, ding, 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 we have three Democrats that want to run. And originally, I was talking to a lot of people in the county. We were talking about, well, let's just keep our seat, run one person against two. We're guaranteed a seat. We move forward. But with them running three people, if we can run two, I think we can take the board. Because you're going to have three people. You have three progressive Democrats running. And the one, two of them being supported by the party over there. And one running as a spoiler that is, I think, angry and wants to make change, but because it's not progressive enough, we'll put it that way. Wow. But I think that if they do that, we have a chance to take it outright because they can split their vote three ways. We can split ours too and walk in. And what I've been talking to people is the Atascadero isn't a big, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat. It's what do you know about Atascadero and run on the issues. And we have one side kind of saying, I'm the progressive and I'm trying to get our candidates to say, this is how we're going to fix Atascadero. This is what we see as the future of Atascadero. Vote for us based on what we can accommodate and how we're going to run. And I think we might be able to take it.
That sounds promising. Very promising.
Right. And
that's a great idea.
So that's the plan right now. We'll see if it goes. And then I think we have a good school board too over there. And, I don't have all the people run. I think we're going to be running incumbents, but I haven't found out for sure. But Atascadero's never been a big, like, Paso's very, there's a lot going on here. It's volatile. Atascadero, even, you know, I hate to say it. People might call and admonish me, but even lately, and I think it's because she wants to run for mayor, the last 2 years, Susan Funk, her husband may be out there, but she's actually been voting better than sometimes than some of our people. I mean, to be honest, but I think she's trying to show that she can be down the middle because she wants to be, I think Charles Barbeau is going to leave in 2 years and she wants to try to take that place.
That mayor spot.
So she's being real down the line, or maybe she's had a change of heart. You know, I don't know. Who knows? You know, I don't want to look at the worst of people.
We got to remember that Atascadero is the board that last time that they ran. And I know that, Joey Arnold ran and was elected to the board. We had that gentleman that was running that said that yes, men can get pregnant.
And
men,
you know
men can have children.
What's really well, he's the one that wanted the litter boxes and everything else.
Yes,
but here's the thing: what was interesting is he was an incumbent, and again, they run that the same. If there's two seats open and five people are running, top two votes. You know, he got the bottom. He lost by the most. The incumbent.
I know.
Lost by the most. That's all. That's unheard of, other than the fact if people look at you and say, what? Yes. What are you talking about?
Yes.
You want us to put litter boxes? Like, who has to empty these down? If I'm the janitor, I'm like, and to me, I hate to say it, and there'll be people that maybe not agree with me, but if you need a litter box, I don't think you belong in the school. You probably need to be in a psych ward. I mean, that's just you're not a cat. You don't need a litter box.
Well, that,
if I can give you a rabies shot, then I'll call you a cat. But you're insane if you're going to let me give you a rabies shot.
That's a perfect lead in. We've got Jennifer Greninger running for re-election in Templeton, and everybody's got to support Jennifer. I mean, we know her. She's a pillar of this.
She's a fighter.
She's a fighter.
She's a scrapper.
Yeah. And she was telling me at our last meeting that we had that Templeton, and if you can believe it, because we all think Templeton is just so, you know, apple pie and
I'd say Atascadero is more apple pie than Templeton.
I agree with you. But, you know, when we think of Templeton, we think that it's very stable. And she says that there are multiple litter boxes in Templeton schools.
Who has to empty those?
I really want to know.
It seems like you'd need some special something. Like
a hazmat suit or something.
Something. And if I was a janitor, I'd be like, nope, I'm not.
I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
So we've got some great people running. A few of them, especially down in South County, were not announcing.
Okay. We're keeping it top secret.
Keeping it until the registration closes. Because down there, the progressives have gone crazy. They're just basically, like you were saying, It's ludicrous what they stand for, and even common sense is gone.
Right.
So, I mean, if you want to even have any semblance of any kind of normalcy, you've got to vote Republican. You have to.
And I think, there is another candidate in Atascadero that I'm trying to get to commit.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, it's the same deal. I think he's going to commit, but I'm not, you know.
Right.
I think with the two people that are looking to run, I feel very good that we have a very good chance of taking both seats.
Yeah.
You know.
Explain to your listeners what you mean by saying you're the chair for Atascadero. What is that?
All right. So we have district chairs in the Republican Party. So in San Luis Obispo County, it is the supervisor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your district, well, you're the chair, but you are technically in District 1, which would be John Pichong's.
Right.
I am the chair of District 5, which is Heather Moreno. And then you have District 3, 4, and 5. And we have district chairs for those positions. But we're going to run out of time, so we might have to finish that up when we come back here. We'll be right back with more Sound Off. And if you have any questions about any of this, give us a call. It's your last chance when we come back.
Usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Looking for a foot pain solution that doesn't cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars? Get the right fit at Tackins Shoes. Tackins has the latest Atrix 3D foot scanning technology available in-store, and it's free. In just minutes, their knowledgeable team will scan your foot to identify your size, pressure points, and arch type, so you get insoles built for your feet for real comfort that lasts all day. Tackins Shoes at the corner of 8th and Spring in Paso or on Marsh Street in Slo, across from Wells Fargo.
And we are back with more Sound Off with the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo Chair Randall Jordan. And if you want to call in, please do. We have a few more minutes. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. 238-5775, 238-KPRL CARP. I got a little tongue-tied. KPRL. Let me just do that one more time. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And we were kind of talking about the district chairs. And basically, yeah, we have a committee. We have the central committee, and then there's the executive board. But the central committee is made up of five people from every district. And then we have, I won't get into the whole thing. We don't need to explain the whole board, but what is it, about 26 people, 30 people?
We're at 25. So five times five is 25. Plus we normally have three, what we call ex officios, which are,
right,
which are candidates that ran that either won or were the Republican candidate. And so we're usually at about 28.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, the district chairs are in charge of their district. To me, what that means is, again, I look at it as we're here for San Luis Obispo County. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it. People go, oh, I want to talk Trump. I'm not here to get Trump elected. I'm not here to get, you know, and we do have a phone call real quick, so we'll interrupt with that. Good afternoon, and thanks for calling in.
Okay, yeah, Randall, I know you came up to the Tea Party. That's my arm of the Republican Party highlight. But even Donald Trump gave tribute to the Tea Party when he got elected the first time. Now, I got to tell you a short story. The first time Donald got elected, we had a tent we knew he was a Democrat, but he didn't know our what our affiliation was. And he said, well, you know, it was the evangelicals that got Donald elected. And you know what I said? We sure did. Anyway, I'll see you Monday, Randall.
Thank you, Dale.
All right. And so, yeah, we eat with the chairs. Basically, for me, it's about finding candidates, about getting people registered to vote Republican, and then helping those candidates get elected, everything I can do. And so, like, we sometimes are working years in advance on some of this stuff when it comes to supervisors. I mean, literally, I didn't have anybody in my district running this year, but I will tell you, a year and a half, 2 years before this last supervisor race, both candidates that ended up running were calling me, asking me for information, what can they do, what, trying to put strategies together. So a lot of these races, we're helping people long in advance. And we, to me, you don't really, other than me saying this right now, because you asked me, you're not taking credit for it. You're behind the scenes and you're trying to help these people win.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, that's our job. That's basically what we do. And we're all volunteers. We have no one that's paid, unlike the other side. And when people show up and support us, they're there because they believe in, you know, country, in family, in their faith, and you know, in the American dream, which, I mean, we still know it. We live in the greatest country in the world.
And with that, there is a way this weekend to support your Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County, if you want to tell us about that.
Okay. Well, this weekend on Saturday, the first is our LRT, Lincoln, Reagan, Trump, yearly dinner, and it's also the 250-year birthday bash for America. So we've kind of combined them, and we're having it at the Raven Ranch, which is in Paso, and we've still have some tickets left. We're almost sold out. We're trying to keep it so that everybody can see Devin Nunes. He's our speaker, and if you guys remember, Devin Nunes is the one that was basically the defender and the savior. I call him a savior from the 2016 election when Russiagate and all this stuff with Trump was going on. And he's the one that basically uncovered all the lies and all the...
Has an important job right now with the intelligence, right?
Yes, yeah. He's head of the intelligence arm of the Republican Party for Donald Trump. He's an appointee, so
all yeah. right. And then, so how do we get tickets if somebody wants to go?
It's really easy. We've got a great website, thanks to Gary Adams and some other people in our media side. You go to rpsloc.org, rpsloc.org, and once you get to that page, don't go to the donation button, but go to the events button, and you'll show all the stuff going on with the party for the next couple of months. And you can click on that event this weekend, which is the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner, and you can buy your tickets there.
And then I would say that's a good place to go. Just, I mean, there's stuff for Federated Women. There's tea parties. There's a lot of information there. If you want to know an event to go to, a lunch, if you want to go see what we do, you can come into a meeting and watch your board work and what goes on in these meetings. But at the end of the day, I will tell you, it's really just the work of the Republican Party. It's not campaigning. It's not. I think people go there and they want to talk politics or whatever. And this is, you know, the work of the party.
Exactly.
What does this money go to? Like, you guys, where does the money go? You have these events. I know we had the barbecue. We have events almost every month. We have movie nights. Yes. Where's the money going?
It basically all goes to the candidates in a roundabout way. We don't support the candidates financially, individually, but we'll put together slate cards. We'll put together mailers. We now have a email list of over 28,000 Republicans in this county. And if you want to get on the list, go to the website and you can sign up, and we'll be sending those out to you. But it basically all goes to support the candidates. And we've got some great candidates coming up in November.
And we also have pretty much every platform on social media, so you can get a lot of that information there, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it may be. So the money's going to the candidates. And then the one thing that's kind of special, I think, about this county that I don't know if any other county has is two headquarters.
No, yeah, we're very, very fortunate there. Most counties, even the larger counties, a lot of them don't have headquarters. The headquarters are either roaming. So one week it'll be at a diner, or it'll be at a restaurant. The next week it'll be at a library. We have two headquarters, one in Atascadero and one in Arroyo Grande.
All right, Randall. Well, thank you for coming in. And I'll just say, if you want to get tickets to that event, it's rpsloc.org. Go to the event page and look for the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner. I would buy your tickets now, because I do know, what are you, about 20 people from being over?
Yeah. We're gonna sell out.
All right. We'll be right back with Chris Bausch. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.